Here in the studio, we're going to be listening to something a little different than the Mozart and Beethoven you might hear on a Tuesday morning. It's a group of collaborators who are putting on a really big show on Friday night at Bell's at the Eccentric Cafe, a great evening of live music from Minor Element to begin with. From Minor Element, the band is Anthony Tyler. Welcome to WMUK.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. It's good to have you here for the first time.
Thank you.
We're going to be checking out one of the Minor Element tracks in a few minutes. Yep. But would you tell us about what brought all of this together and who's involved on Friday night?
Well, sitting here with me are two great people, Tony Mitchell and Terrence Smith. So Tony, a long time ago, when we performed at Bill's before, he was like, man, we should put together a collab show or whatever. And we didn't like blow it off, but we were like so busy because it was the summertime. And we just had it in the back of our mind. Then one day I invited Terrence to our rehearsal. And he was like, hey, man, we should put together a collab show. And I was like, you know, somebody else said that. And then it was like November after Thanksgiving. And we were going back in to finish recording our album. Excuse me. And, you know, I was like, okay, January comes. I want to lay the groundwork. So I set up the meeting with everyone. We met on Martin Luther King Day. And we were like, you know, let's make this show happen. Let's make it possible. Let's just get together and see what happens. And I set up the meeting and we met and we came up with ideas. And here we are.
Well, from what I know about Minor Element and what I know about Last Gasp is these are people-intensive bands. I mean, it's live performance.
Right.
You have sections that go way beyond the power trio. You know, you're weaving in so many elements. So I'm already counting heads, and it's we're talking about well over a dozen people, maybe around 20. And your group, Tony, I'm not that familiar with.
Yeah, my group is a pretty new group. We probably got started. We dropped our first album in December last year. And it's with five other members. We're going to have one extra member for the show. Caleb Elzing is going to be playing saxophone with us.
So the lineup does involve drums, keys.
Yeah, drums, keys, guitar. Saxophone, two vocals. My project is more of indie pop, jazz fusion-esque. So we have like synth vocals. It's a lot of stuff going on.
And has anybody mentioned the band Lush yet?
Lush,
they're part of this too.
Yeah, Lush is also a part. Really good band. We are going to really enjoy each other. I really enjoy their music. I haven't heard Tony's music yet, so I'm really looking forward to hearing his music. Last Gasp, a really great band. I go to their shows. They're really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't wait. It's going to be a night to remember, honestly.
Well, let's let listeners know the important things, which is what time.
Okay, so the show is March 16th, which is this Friday, St. Patrick's Day weekend. So what a way to start St. Patrick's Day weekend. It's doors open at 8 o'clock, so be there by 7. We, from everything that we put out in marketing, it's going to be really big and it's going to be really huge. And you don't want either the show to be sold out or you don't want to miss finding a good seat.
And yeah, that's the first one that will go.
Yeah. So get there 7:30. Doors open at 8. Show starts at 8:30. The lineup is Lush, Last Gasp, Basic Comfort, then Minor Element. And you're going to want to stay for that whole show.
Yeah.
You're going to want to stay for that whole show.
Even if you're standing all
Even
night
Even if you're
long.
Standing all night. It's kind of like Woodstock. You just never sit down.
Right.
So I want to hear, Anthony, about how you formed the band or how Minor Element came to be, because I don't know about your background as a musician.
So
where'd you grow up, by the way?
I grew up in Flint, Michigan. I'm from Flint, Michigan. Right. Terrence is from Flint, Michigan,
Flint Town.
Too.
All right.
Flint Town connection.
The band started in September 2012, and our band leader, Brandon Fitzpatrick, and Braulio Green, they actually co-founded the band. And, you know, it started with three of them. And the third person, who's also a Western student, his name is James McGee.
That's a very Irish name for St. Pat's. McGee.
His name is James McGee. He started with them. They had another drummer, but the drummer kind of dwindled out. Then it was James. And then they found me. So that was like 2 years after they started. And I believe that I became a member 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm. 2012 plus a few more. Yeah.
Yeah, 4 years ago. So
what? I got to go back a little further, though, Anthony, because I want to know what started you drumming.
What started me drumming? I don't know. Wow. It's kind of a character trait. My dad was a drummer. And being that, you know, I didn't really grow up with my dad. I kind of grew up with my mom. I still kind of took after music. Just running around as a little kid, banging on pots and pans and shoebox tops and, you know, stuff that made noise. And I was really into music. My background is really gospel music. But, like, when I was 16, I was starting to, like, hear jazz and hear stuff like weird chords and diminished chords and stuff that I'm like, this sounds really cool. And then by the time I was 18, I was like, this is what I want to do. I want to travel. I want to play drums. I want to tour. I want to be a part of something big other than myself. That's a good drummer. So
This is, as you said, a collab.
Yeah.
And it's a really big project to bring musicians of any kind together because they're often a little disorganized. Yeah. But so you brought four bands together for one night, and I can't imagine all the coordination that went into it, plus the practicing and the regular gigging.
What's crazy is, as much as I want to say that it was tedious, it wasn't.
It came together pretty easily.
It came together pretty quickly. We kind of knew what we wanted. We had our mindset on everything. The funny thing is, we were like, we want to do this show. We just don't have a date. So Binary Element was supposed to perform at Bell's on the 16th anyway. We thought that when we got the call that we were going to be opening for someone pretty big, because Irving, who's the talent buyer for Bell's, he just hit up Brandon and was like, hey, you know, come do a show. But Brandon thought it was like opening for like a national act. So he was like, we're going to be opening for a national act. So I went up to Bell's to talk to Irv to see what day he had free. And he was like, hey, you know, the day I gave you guys is just open day. Like, you can do whatever you want to do. And we were like, oh, okay. Yeah. Yep. Okay, we're going to be shooting you an email here pretty soon about something that we want to do. And that's how it came to be. It was just kind of like fate almost happening. Like, everything kind of just fell together in sequence. Like, once we had the meeting that Tuesday, I talked to Irv. After that Tuesday, everything was like ABC 1, 2, 3.
Terrific. Again, the show starts at 9, but you're suggesting starts at 8.
8:30.
You're suggesting people get there a little early.
Yeah.
Especially if they want the few remaining seats. Yeah.
They will go within
just
the first
a few remaining seats.
I promise you.
And that's down at Bell's on Friday night. Bell's Brewery is bellsbeer.com. And you can also look up Minor Element.
Minor Element
on Facebook.
And we have a link that connects to, you know, Bell's and the show. And then you can also get your tickets from Bell's. They're $8 if you get them from the Bell's store. Or they're $10 online and they're $10 at the door.
Well, I have a track here by Minor Element that's queued up called Chicago Nights.
Right.
First of all, introduce this kind of to the Minor Element experience. I think we're going to hear an instrumental track, right?
Yes, you're going to hear an instrumental track. Minor Element is a jazz fusion band. I think a lot of people don't really know what jazz fusion means. So jazz fusion is just a layman's term of play what you feel through jazz.
Yeah.
It could be hip-hop. It can be rockish. It could be R&B, Latin. It can be anything. Revolving around jazz. Jazz is the base and everything else is just
kind of stems from there.
Add-ins and stuff like that.
And By jazz, you just mean open for improvisation?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of improvisation.
That's exactly what it is.
things like people who influence us is mostly Robert Glasper Experiment, Moonchild, Snarky Puppy, Corey Henry, people of that nature who just, you know, it's jazz, but it's so much, you know, art that goes into it with improvisation, soloing, and all that good stuff.
Great. I'm with Anthony Tyler from Minor Element, Terrence Smith from The Last Gasp Collective, and Tony Mitchell from Basic Comfort. Here is Chicago Nights, Minor Element. That's a track from Minor Element. It's called Chicago Nights, and I'm with one of the leaders of Minor Element, Anthony Tyler. You're the drummer on that track, and if you tuned in during the music, folks, this group is coming to town for a show at Bell's on Friday night, and they're bringing with them the full band Minor Element, plus three other groups. We've got Basic Comfort, we've got Lush, and we have the Last Gasp Collective. Is that all correct so far, Anthony?
Yes, it is.
That was a lovely track.
Thank you.
I didn't know what to expect. You know, I think you set it up really well, though, because it was free. I heard a lot of almost poetry kind of soul in it, even though there were no words.
It's more so what you feel like everybody when we literally put this together. Just to go back, everything that we kind of put together are ideas. Like, we'll sit in rehearsal and we'll kind of just be waiting for rehearsal to start or something, and maybe I'll be playing something on drums, or Brandon might be fiddling around on the keys, and then we'll just, oh, this sounds really good, let's just start playing. And then some other stuff is just like, well, save this, you know, voice memo, we'll come back. And then most of the stuff is song. We end up making into songs, and that's like our writing process, which is kind of like weird, but at the same time, it works for us. And sometimes we look around and we don't know how it works for us, but in the end it really does. But that song was just, I think it was written before I got there. It's just the ideas of it weren't put together. And, you know, a lot of times when we go to the studio and we finish stuff, we're like, we didn't expect this to turn out like this. This is just that we did it so well, and, you know, it was really good.
It was just one track. I think you need to maybe tell us about some other flavors that Minor Element also plays with.
Oh, jeez. It's a lot. We have so much groove, ballad, like what you just heard. We also have some, like, really upbeat kind of, you know, crazy time signature songs, you know, things that kind of require finesse when you're playing. It's a lot. Like, we dab in so many other genres around jazz, you know, rock, hip hop, everything is just, it's what overtakes us when we're playing the, mm-hmm. you know, the thought of every other genre while we're playing. So,
and there's there's no vocalist, so that there, nobody comes in and puts poetry on stuff.
No vocalist at all.
So that's actually one of my favorite things about instrumental music, is that you end up kind of, your brain does kind of disconnect and go places because that music allows you to explore your own thoughts instead of maybe a sad story about a guy who loses a girl.
Right. That's true. But it's...
What's that?
I was just saying, like, it's a form of ambiguity for the... just a form of ambiguity for music and everything. Yeah. Leaves it open for interpretation.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I totally agree.
If you just tuned in, I'm talking to rather a lot of people from a lot of groups.
It could be way more.
It could be way more.
The concert, the big show, I should say. I'm used to talking about, you know, orchestra concerts and stuff. So
this is a concert.
The big show is Friday night at Bell's. It's the day before St. Pat's. And they're in the Eccentric Cafe with four groups. Anthony, go run that down again for us.
So it's Friday night, March 16th at Bell's. Doors open at 8 o'clock. You can get your tickets from bells.com or at Bell's store. Or, yeah. And the lineup is Lush, Last Gasp Collective, Basic Comfort, and Minor Element. Come out. It'll be a great show, a great way to start St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Or end it.
Right.
I want to talk to Tony Mitchell here of Basic Comfort and have you introduce one of your tunes and also talk about your life as a musician, what got you into this form of creative expression. And and it's nice to meet another DJ.
Yeah, it's really nice.
You're on
you
Wider.
Too.
When is your show?
My show's on Mondays from 10 to 12. My name's DJ Moni, if you listen to Wider. But yeah, Basic Comfort is a project I started probably a year and a half ago as a studio project for my senior thesis in the Multimedia Arts and Technology program at Western. My album, I finished my thesis last semester. And I released the album, and then in that process, I decided to start a band. So I recruited a bunch of friends, Ryan Demunic on drums, Paul Shadig on guitar, Mike Inyanga on vocals and guitar. On this track that you're going to hear my friend Allie Robson sing, who collabed with me for that entire album, Caleb Elzing on saxophone, Matt Epperson on bass, and then me on keys and synth vocals.
Did you find most of your fellow musicians like in the hallways of the Dalton Center?
Honestly, yeah. Me and Allie started collaborating in our composition class, actually. So we had a comp one class, and she sat right next to me, and she had a great voice and cool personality, and kind of went from there. And then Ryan and Paul are actually my roommates. So we met like in the school of music, but turned into a good friendship. And then me and Mike were in a band called Trufo together. And we also went to high school together. So that kind of helped us. And then Matt and Caleb, I just met throughout the school of music and stuff. So.
Well, tell us about what we're going to hear now.
Yeah, the track you're going to hear is called Summer's Knife. And you'll hear everyone on this track. And it is more indie pop related and jazz. There's a lot of jazz in there too, so it's a lot. It goes through a bunch of different genres. It kind of tells a story. Summer's Knife, I'm gonna leave it up for your interpretation on what you think the story is. So
you want to give us a it's on WMUK kind of introduction for us?
You're listening to Basic Comfort on WMUK, and this is Summer's Knife. Hopefully you enjoy.
Summer's life is the perfect place to be with you. It cuts me deep, it cuts me free, it lets me know the truth.
That's Basic Comfort here on WMUK. And from Basic Comfort, we have Tony Mitchell, who's here with a bunch of other musicians. They're all getting set to play on Friday night at Bell's at Eccentric Cafe, a four-band lineup that's starting off with Lush, I believe, and continuing on with, can you tell me, Tony?
Yeah, it's Lush, then Last Gasp, then Basic Comfort. And Minor Element.
And Minor Element. Yeah. And those all put together by Anthony Tyler here from Minor Element. Mm-hmm. That was beautiful also. You guys are really into both soft and hard, I would say.
Yeah, yeah, I would say it's a mix between the two.
Yeah, yeah. It's a nice balance.
I do try and balance it out. There's literally a song where it goes from like a very soft ballad to a very, not intense, but like just more energy, heavier distortion guitar. So.
Are you ever surprised at what can fit in the limits of one song?
Not really. It's kind of a focus of mine to push myself to do that. And that's also where my ear is going. So it's pretty natural for me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Basic Comfort performs Friday night. And now it's time to revisit some older friends. Let's say.
right.
From Last Gasp Collective, we got Terrence and Jay.
Yes.
And you guys have been doing so great since we had you here well over a year ago, I think.
Good to be back.
Yeah.
Great to be back. Thank you.
You're playing out and your music just gets more and more. You keep pushing the envelope. It's really great.
Thank you.
So how do you feel about Friday night's show?
I'm excited.
This is Jay.
Yeah, this is Jay. Guitarist, vocalist.
Jay, you come up with a lot of the meaning. You put yourself into these songs so much.
Definitely. I think the reason that is, and the reason people perceive it that way, because I do, is because like I've devoted my life to it. I'm like, I don't call myself a young man anymore just because I'm not like 21 anymore. I got kids and a wife, so I've literally like committed everything to this. Everything's weighing on this. So when I'm up there and it seems like I'm giving everything to it, it's because I am.
Literally.
And so, yeah, about Friday, I'm just excited, man. I know Terrence is. We've been looking forward to this opportunity. Mm-hmm. We were just talking yesterday how fast it snuck up on us. It seems just like yesterday we sat down, all four of our bands, and just kind of conceptually put out ideas about what we wanted to do, and here we are 4 days away. So I'm just happy the time is upon us.
Right.
Remind us of the lineup of the band, because I think the last time I caught you guys
that's always a great question. We should start sending out weekly updates. Yeah, we're around in 27 now, 27 members.
So. Right.
I think we got 9 members, so right now we're Jesse on trumpet, Jesse Lemons on trumpet, mm-hmm. Xavier Bonner on saxophone, Jordan Hamilton on cello. Jordan's an old member. He's been around the block for a minute. Joel Pixley Fink on bass, Terrence Smith on drums, Venezia Jones, vocalist. We've been having Jessica Ivey sing background vocals with us recently. Nicholas Baxter on aux percussion, and me. And I feel like I'm missing somebody.
I feel like
Wow, jeez.
Yes.
John Boyd on keys, yeah. And then Aaron.
So that's Lachey.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
So that's
Aaron
like
Lachey, our new keyboard. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah,
we'd add more to the
11
fire.
People on the stage at any given time.
That's a lot of people with a lot
the
of different backgrounds.
Yeah, yes. Oh, completely different backgrounds.
Don't worry, we have 12.
Completely different backgrounds. Yeah, Minor Element has 12 members. So
12 members and 11 members.
It's a battle. We're kind of competing to see who can maintain members at any time.
Oh, my goodness.
It's less about the music, more about member count.
It's less about less about getting paid too, I would say.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's an issue.
And you know, it's a little embarrassing when you've got more people on stage than are watching you play. So people need to get down there.
That is
on Friday night.
Facts. That is a great point. That's a great point.
Absolutely.
But it's cool for like other bands when we're in the crowd because it makes their crowd look huge. It's really just the other band.
Well, any updates on recording? Have you guys decided to put another project together on record?
Yes, we actually finished a four-song EP. It actually features a lot of great musicians here from Kalamazoo that we love to collaborate with. It's called Golden Parade. It's five songs if you include the intro. It's basically done. We're just trying to put the final touches on the mix and get it mastered and put it out as soon as possible. We are hoping to release it with a music video. So we wanted to shoot a music video for one of the songs and put them both out on the same day at the same time. One, just because we love visuals and we always want to be bigger than the music. That's definitely one of my own personal models for Last Gas. With that being said, we want all aspects of the art to... The message is better conveyed, I think, that way with a visual. Yeah.
One of the things I admire about you, Jay, is how when you told your story before on WMUK, you can go back and listen to that terrific interview with Craig Freeman. You basically wouldn't let yourself be held back. You taught yourself editing. You taught yourself recording. You used freeware. Got it all working on your computer.
You remembered.
And with all of that effort, that helped other musicians engage and say, "Yeah, I want to do this with you, Jay, too."
Yeah, definitely.
You were kind of pioneering your own sound very early on.
Yeah. I think Joel actually said something to me of that same effect. He was just like, man, I can't remember exactly what it was, but the background of the story was just like we were out of practice and something was supposed to be a certain way. And I'd be like, hey, could you maybe consider doing this or possibly... No, that's cool what you're doing. That's awesome. But maybe do this. And Joel pulled me aside after rehearsal. He's just like, man, you're the leader of this band, bro. And we love you, dude. Like, we're here. We believe in you. We believe in your vision. No, none of us are making $1 million at the end of the day. So that has to tell you something. We still show up and we still come. Right. So we believe in you. We believe in the vision. And I think, like you just said, that's what it is. It's because they see how much I've invested into it, not making any money or getting any immediate repercussions or, you know what I'm saying, for anything I'm doing, just having that belief in the long term. And so that kind of sparks a belief in them. And I think that's cool.
Oh, I haven't given Terrence Smith, your drummer, a chance to weigh in on this situation.
It's all good, you know. Just hold down the groove. That's all I do.
You love drumming.
Man, drumming is my first love, literally. You know, I'm happy to be a part of Last Gas. It's kind of crazy how he drew me into the band because I really didn't want to be a part of it, to be honest with you. Because when I first got out here to school, I went to a jam session at Rupert's Brewery. I mean, is it Rupert's Brewery?
Yeah.
I went to a jam on Tuesday night. It was like the first week of school. I went, and it was packed. I got up there and played because they played jazz. And I was just like, no, where I'm from, jam sessions, we play a groove, and we go from there. They was like, you know what song we're doing? I said, I'm just playing the groove, and we going to lock in. And they ended up playing Footprints. And I was just like, oh, okay. So Jordan Hamilton, the cellist, came up to me afterwards, was like, hey, man, who are you? Where are you from? And do you want to be a part of a band? I was just like, man, I'm not really trying to do all that. Just move out here. I just want to focus on school and everything. And
Jordan's like, I'm in school.
Yeah, he did the same. But Jay lured me in real smooth. Was like, hey, man, I want you to record some drums. I was like, all right, that's cool. And next thing I know, I'm playing for the next show. So I'm just like, oh, okay. Then he just told me, like, you're a part of the band, bro. So I'm just letting you know now. And I was just like, okay, all right. All right, I got to work this around my schedule now. And then I've just been a part ever since, and it's just been a blessing.
Yeah, it's been how many years? Two?
It's about to be two.
Two, oh, 3 years.
It's about to be two or four. Yeah, of four. Jesus, man.
Time is crazy.
So, all right, before we hear a new track from Last Gasp Collective, let's remind everybody the concert, the show, the big show is on Friday. Friday night. Go ahead, Terrence.
Well, the show is at Bell's Electric.
Eccentric
Brewery, downtown in Kalamazoo, Michigan. the doors open at 8. The show starts at 8:30. The lineup for this wonderful event is Lush with two H's. Last Gasp Collective, Don't Hurt Yourself. Basic Comfort, and last but not least, Minor Elements. And it's going to be an exquisite show. You guys need to come out and support. It's going to be a wonderful show.
Yeah, these guys are going to be playing their hearts out. Jay, what is the song we're going to hear?
This song is, I guess, relatively new. It's called Facebook. It's off our first album release, Agape. It's the last song on the album. One of the very first songs Terrence recorded with us.
This is the one I love.
So yeah, it's a great tune. It features Shamar Left from Grand Rapids, a bunch of other local musicians in our band. I can't actually, there is a cool thing about this song. At the very end of it, there's a random girl. We don't know who she is. Rumor has it her name's Mary. Nicholas was on a bus ride and she was talking to another friend and she's kind of talking out loud, and Nick records everything. If you know Nicholas Backless, our aux percussionist, records everything randomly, invading people's privacy at times, I would think. Long story short, he recorded this random girl talking on a bus, and you'll hear that at the end of the song. So if you're listening and that's you, hit us up or something. Get you some royalties.
387-5715.
Start in the morning, I'm working like a machine. I feel empowered by positive energy. Working on your gear, riding for nothing. They'll tell you exactly when they come in. I'm in a different feeling coming on. And I don't think I'm gonna brush it off. People looking at me in a different way. All the same people with a strange purpose.
That's Last Gasp Collective here on WMUK, and we're just in the last few minutes of our hour with members of Last Gasp, Jay Jackson, as well as Terrence Smith, who's the drummer on that track, and Jay, of course, the rapper, the lyricist, and
producer.
Can I say that the phrase that comes to me is just big heart? Like, you guys are playing all out, and the lyrics you're giving are so, you're not holding back, you know, and then the musicians catch up with you. They make that also sound so big, you know, they really lift it all up.
That's how Hope is perceived. We never claim to be the most technical band. We're not trying to be.
That's a different kind of listening, I think. You know, I'm listening for feel.
Exactly.
Oh, man, we are all feel.
Every band or artist that I admire or look up to, they were never the most technical artist, and I don't think they were trying to be. I don't think that was one of their objectives, creating music. Certainly not one of mine. It's to convey a feeling and emotion.
Well, we have one latecomer to our interview, and that's a member of Minor Elements, Braulio. You know, you're not the first person to go to other radio stations before finding this.
I expect not. Especially when the address for every building on campus just takes you to Bronco Mall.
Right. Yeah.
It takes you to Barnhart.
That's true. Tell me a little about what you bring to Minor Element and when you joined the band.
So, I'm actually the co-founder alongside Brandon Fitzpatrick, and we both grew up in Battle Creek. We went to high school together at Battle Creek Central. I was in the music program over there. I've been in public schools music program, you know, since eighth grade, and my junior year. Me and Brandon linked up, and then we just started playing together. At the time, I was playing trumpet. That was my main instrument. And started jamming like after school, just hanging out in the music building and writing these nonsensical songs at the time because we didn't have a clue what we were doing. But after we graduated, went on to college, started studying music theory, and... we actually took the class together, and one day, again, after school, we just got together and were jamming, and now I'm playing guitar at this point. And we kind of stopped, and we looked up at each other. We were like, we should start a band. You know, we should start a band.
And put 11 people in it.
Really had no idea. When it started, we were just two of us in the room, and then we stopped, and we said we should start a band, and literally after we said that, our first drummer ever, like, opened the door to the room. He was like, hey, are you guys in a band? And I was like, we are now. And I was like, please join us. His name was Dominic Hall Taylor. He was our first drummer when we were just starting out. But in terms of, like, musically, how things started, I guess it's kind of weird because... I started, because my music, you know, career started as a student at Central, really, you know, being classically trained on trumpet, and then kind of going from there, picking up guitar and be like, I'm going to go play some rock and roll or like blues and stuff like that. I don't know if I'd say I have the weirdest array of music in the group. In terms of, like, influence, maybe not as weird as Austin. Yeah, Austin's a little weird.
He's really weird.
Like, I'll go from, like, Depeche Mode to, like...
Oh, I have to excuse Tony here, who has to get to class at 11, and you've got about 90 seconds
Ruh-roh.
To get there. And we do have to kind of close it up, and I'm going to have you back sometime, Braulio, to tell the rest of the story.
No,
but the main point is that the concert's Friday night, and doors open at 8, shows at 8:30, and we've got four incredible bands. Look them up on Facebook. That's Minor Element. That's Lush. That's Basic Comfort, and of course, Last Gasp Collective. Let's hear a little bit from Lush here as we fade out for the news. And thank you all so much for coming in to preview the show. It's been really
fun.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.